Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's a cold podcast open. It's episode 12 of the never ending season. Uh-oh, nice girl roast.
We get to tag team blind makeup application challenge with hilarious results.
Girl, everybody's a comedy writer now. They're joke writing, and we can report that there were a few clunkers in there.
Why don't you do a roast joke on me right now?
Oh, I was just going to hold up a mirror, but I don't have one. The joke's on you, bitch, and Lonnie Love, because she said boo.
Yes, and we'll find out what made RuPaul give Utica the finger a few times.
We can also find out if there were a few nails on those fingers.
Ooh, yeah, girl.
Shady, bitch.
Well.
Zoom in 4K. And at the end of the episode, we will have a top five for season 13. Only 6 more months of Drag Race. The groundhog has spoken.
The winter goddess is here. Enjoy the show.
Forever Dog.
Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw. Race Chaser. Woo-hoo. Race Chaser. Yeehaw.
Ooh, whoa, 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 whoa.
Paging Miss Minnie Animane to the stage. Your mix is playing.
Minnie Animane.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, and welcome back to Race Chaser, a podcast dedicated to the discussion, dissection,
and dissemination
of every single episode of RuPaul's Drag Race, starting from the very beginning.
This is the beginning.
My name's Alaska. What's yours?
Hello. I am Minerva Animane founder, Willem Belli. Joined today by Minerva Animane multi-award recipient, Alaska Thunderfuck 5000.
Representing Steel City Sweetheart Continental, this is Miss Minnie Animane.
Representing Dupree. The founding fathers and their daughters, Miss Minnie Animane Philadelphia.
It is Independence Day.
Steel City Sweetheart. Is that what they used to call you?
I can go on record as saying I was never called the Steel City Sweetheart. No.
We can start.
Would you like to tell us what happened last week on this show? It's called RuPaul's Drag Race. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's a hot show. It's fun.
My DVR recorded it, but yeah, so I just started watching it one day.
My girlfriend watches it. Sometimes I hear about it. By the way, Candy Muse, I think she's the best. I think she's going to win.
Well, last week, everybody got a sweet tooth because Simone won after a Drag Race trivia mini challenge full of math problems and hot dogs. The divas are asked to name a brand new soda through a 45-second commercial, a short little jingle, and a catchy name. Simone and Rosé made great commercials, and Utica sucked on cow udders. After serving Beast Runway, or Alien in Candy's case, in Suckless Face and Body makeup and glitter, Simone and Rosé shared a double win, and Utica and Tina found themselves in the bottom two to hump it out in my humps in the lip sync. Tina went home. She packed her shit, and she said, go!
She packed her yellow, orange, and red suitcases and hit the house.
It she looked went back like to the firehouse. School bus on fire, from what I heard.
Yes. Yes, she went back. She lives inside the building where they shot Ghostbusters, their headquarters, because it's an old firehouse. She lives there.
I want to see her doing OnlyFans with Ronald McDonald.
Wow. Yeah. Exciting new collab coming up this week. You just see like the glove, the like clown glove.
The glove smearing her makeup.
The ruffle hand thing around the hand.
Her wig an inch far too back.
We get a lovely lipstick message from Tina. It's red lipstick. Just saying. She really is staying with the theme. Live life with no apologies. Be your true, authentic self. Let your light shine. Turn it and burn it. The Manhattan Monster. XX Tina B.
Aw, that's a nice message. Utica's kind of upset about the lip sync, but then she switches to joy within 3.4 seconds.
Okay.
She says it lights a fire under her.
Okay, she was doing test marketing. Okay, she was starting out testing. I don't know. I feel terrible, and I feel like Tina should have stayed. And the room gave her nooch. It was the harshest nooch I've ever seen. It was nooch pop. It was a family sized bag of nooch pop. So
I've
then,
never been served such a slice of Nutri Cream pie.
It was piping hot and freezing cold all at the same time. And so then she changed tactics. She was like, I feel terrible. Tina should have stayed. But you know, it was really liberating being up there, and I feel great. And what do you girls think?
Mm-hmm. She tasted the freedom.
Oh.
Well, she's giving me Evie Oddly, all those faces, you know?
Okay.
From all her finale. Right.
Girl,
she's
yes.
She's showing multi-sides. And,
Well, okay. She had a great time. And Candy's like, I'm not... Rosé tries to give the noochiest critique. She's like, well, you made a choice up there. And it was a strong choice. And it seems to have served you well. It's like the non-complimentiest compliment ever.
The most you have fun out there I've ever heard. Mm-hmm. These girls after a lip sync, they clearly thought that Utica was going home and Tina was going to stay. But you know, sets it up for good TV when that kind of thing happens.
Exactly. And Candy's like, first of all, whore, I'm not going to sit up here and I'm not going to give you no compliments and tell you you did great when I thought that Tina should have sent you home. So.
Honestly, and she continues right into it. Maybe next time it'll be a triple win because she's the only girl not to have a win yet. No repeater badge for the cans.
I feel her in this moment because I was that girl on season 5. I was the last girl to get a win. Everybody else had wins and I didn't.
I'm so sorry.
I know.
You were probably
my
top
pain.
Though for most of them, right?
Well, I did okay, and I was winning mini challenge after mini challenge, which we'll get into mini challenges.
Oh.
The next day, we get a video message, which is very clear, and you can definitely tell what's going to happen from this. Good girls finish last. So who are you going to be? Miss Goody Two Shoes or Hell on Wheels? I'll meet your ass at the parking lot. Huh? A perplexing Byzantine message. We have no idea what it means.
Just say something funny, and then we'll use it for whatever, Rue.
She said, hell on wheels, I'm a real hot mama. You know that Cher song?
No. And now, I looked up the Meatloaf one that I didn't know either.
You're a real damn ring of love.
Yeah, I didn't need that one.
I'm a double sound on the head, but who? Meatloaf was like, baby, you're going to sing it in my key. So it was like way too high for Cher because Meatloaf is just like that hot, really high voice.
Yeah. RuPaul tells these girls that they're going to be doing their own live makeup tutorial on how to create the perfect glam selfie. Mm-hmm. And this is featuring the Norvina palette from Anastasia Beverly Hills.
Yes.
Yeah, but the girls have to do it in pairs where one queen's the face and one queen is the arms.
Oh, girl. Now, if we did this, would you want to be the face or you want to be the arms? I think you got to be the face.
I'd be the arms.
Really?
Yeah, I'd let you do the talking. You're funnier than me.
Okay, well, that's highly debatable and I would disagree with you.
Well, how many mini challenges did you win your first season?
I don't know, 100. I'm just guessing. I don't remember. Lot.
Nine and a half minutes to get into quick drag. I wouldn't want anybody looking at me, so that's why I'd also let you be the face, honey.
But it's a makeup tutorial. You just start with a clean face. Honestly, just do toner, moisturize and do toner, and you'll be fine.
Work with the skin.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know what? I'm going to use this 9.5 minutes to do one of those under eye masks. That's what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do.
An exfoliating under eye mask. Just get it raw.
Are you one of those girls who has to do an eye mask before they do drag?
I have done probably 2 eye masks in my life, and I didn't put them on. Other people were like, here, put these on. Like, while I'm in a chair, like, getting ready for whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone's done it for me, but never.
I'm not that girl either. I'm not. But, that's why Alyssa Edwards' face is as smooth as a baby's bottom, because every time she does drag, she does one of the facial treatments.
And just as much shit comes out of it. Rue and Norvina, who has like gorgeous purple hair that my friend Miles does. Shout out to Miles.
Wow.
Her hair looks laid. Gorge.
Now, just in case you're listening at home and you're wondering what Willem and I are dressed like right now, just picture Norvina. We look exactly like her. Right.
Except
now.
I'm in a seafoam, like mid pistachio number, and you're in the hot coral.
Because we didn't want to be matchy-matchy.
No. Same tone, same party.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Same season. Yeah, same season, too.
I can't tell you how many times today people have been... Norvina! Oh, it's you, Alaska. Oh, my gosh. Wow. Not the shady, low-res sound effect.
Don't call me low-res. Fucking I love your background dipper with Lil Nas riding on Satan.
So good.
He is so fine, and his wigs were great.
So good.
So Rosé and Candy pair up, and Rosé is just like being Rosé, being very funny. Oh, that's what we're going to do? Okay, lots of powder, we're going to put that in my mouth. And she just stream of consciousness is funny, I think, and great on the spot. Who was your favorite?
My favorite was Rosé. First of all, she said, hi, it's me, Samantha. Hey, guys. So she gave it a character. That's what she does best. I love that she gave it a character, and she started out with freckles. That's what she did, because you know they do that.
Just young girl out in the sun. Yeah, spring break.
I thought she was very funny, and everyone was just everyone I kept comparing to them, and I was like, no, it was their night.
I thought Gottmik was funny. I mean, she knows enough influencers that she can influence us to.
She knows her way around that.
Do you have an impression of Rue reacting to the girls while this performance was happening?
Living.
Screamed the whole time.
I suddenly, after watching this, have a strange urge to buy the Norvina palette.
It was a nice palette.
It is some really fun colors. Who is Norvina? Because where the fuck is Anastasia? That's what I want to know.
Anastasia is probably doing the international version.
Oh, okay. She's off filming international.
So many franchises.
Yeah.
Norvina's her daughter.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Where the fuck is Anastasia, though? Where is she?
Sends out satellite brand daughters.
Want to know, where is Anastasia, you guys?
And she's with David Miscavige's wife.
You know, I am not saying this is a conspiracy, and I'm not trying to spread misinformation, but I think Anastasia has disappeared, and we need to get to the bottom of this.
We don't spread misinformation. We smear it.
We are the current reigning misinformation.
Well, Rosé and Candy won this challenge, and they both got $2,500 worth of Anastasia.
Good prize.
Beverly Hills. This main challenge is a nice girl's roast.
Yeah.
RuPaul announces that they're going to be roasting 3 Miss Congenialities: Miss Heidi in Closet, Miss Nitra West, and Miss Valentina.
That's right. And Ru says, you know what? I admit it. Valentina was right. She kept the mask on. I'm sorry. She was right. I was wrong.
Don't you have that mask?
I have something that, or I used to have something that approximated it, and I don't know where it is now. But why don't we search for it while we take a break?
Oh, I love breaks.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Meet you outside.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Excuse you me, ready to get this? Where at?
My sparks were plugged, but then you gave me that jump, and honey, ooh, jump, fire! The nice girls roast is happening. We've both done roasts. I'm excited for this challenge to see what the girls are made out of.
Yes. Rosé and Candy get to put the set in order, and they use the shit sandwich method.
With a slice of bacon in the middle, with some goodness in the middle.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Rosé and Candy debated between who was going to go first and second, and Candy wanted to open for sure. And Rosé is like, I'll give myself a challenge, top six. Time to challenge myself and push myself. So she agrees to close, and then keep going.
No, this is great. This is justice for the first, for going first, because this happened with me in the roast challenge. I got to choose the order for the roast, and I put myself first because I wanted to go first, and they critiqued me and said, you shouldn't have put yourself first. You should have put yourself last. It's a better place than that. So I'm glad that Candy, like, put herself first, and she is vindicated, and she does really great.
I mean, they're going to say first is worse than last, depending on the situation and depending on their needs for the story. I think you were great at the roast.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am humorous.
Thank you.
That was my Chanel season one.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Okay, good.
I am humorous.
Humorous.
No one has told me that I am humorous this entire season.
Humorous on the inside and outside.
As well as externally.
Simone thinks the order is fine, but she thinks that Candy and Rosé want to put themselves in the hardest spots, but like, first and last are usually killer spots. I'm usually honored if somebody wants me to do either.
Yeah.
Like the day Jackie B told me that she wanted me to close instead of her, I was like, work, bitch. You just don't want to see me fist somebody at Heclina's club. She hit it. I said, out the back door, toots, I'm going on.
Yeah. This is Olivia's having a hard time. She's not being too sweet. She's a little worried about the roast. Utica, this is the two-faced Utica supercut. I want to give props to the editors that in the editing bay at World of Wonder. They literally are like, they're back to back. It's like Utica's like, I think you're going to do great in this challenge. Interview chair, I don't think Olivia is going to do great in this challenge.
Honey, it's literally them typing in what they need, what soundbite they need, and then getting the exact thing, like the lowest common search phrase. Olivia's being told she'll do bad by the person who just told her she'll do well. It's like perfect reality TV, and they're setting Utica up for either like a big triumph or a big fall with this episode. You can already tell.
It's not a triumph. She's getting the, like, they're editing her. It's as though they are, like, asking Twitter to tell her to fucking kill herself with this edit. They really are.
The editors are doing their job this season, honey. Pay them per diem. Because Miss Candy Muse is even funny when she doesn't say anything. Because her and Simone just looking up on cue and then looking at each other and looking at... And it was like perfect. The editing is supreme. It is my top salute of the week. Whatever man or woman or non-binary person they have chained to a radiator over there, keep doing it. Give them snacks. Give them snacks. But like, keep them there.
Well, we go on the main stage and there's some coachings with Michelle Visage and Lonnie Love.
Candy starts off and they tell her she needs to slow down and enunciate.
Yes.
Which is two things that I get told all the time. So
really?
I'm sure no one's ever told you that.
No one has told me to slow down. No. Usually I'm speaking too slow and it won't fit in the time frame of whatever the thing is that they're trying to film. So, yes, I have to speak faster.
Instagram story is your worst nightmare.
It literally is. I watched that little spinning circle and I'm like, wow, well, time is up. And I've just said hello. Okay.
Damn. Gottmik is nervous about roasting people. He says this is the one challenge he didn't want to do. And he's got his note cards and he's fumbling over. But, like, he's funny so far. He made them laugh in rehearsal.
Gottmik is very smart for underplaying his abilities going into this. Because it never serves you well to be like, I am the best roaster ever and I'm very funny and then do great. Like, that's not a growth. So Gottmik shares that he had trepidation going into the roast. This was his least looking forward to thing. And does really well. Also, the pearl clutching when Candy Muse dares to use the word cunt.
Girl.
Oh my God. It's like, oh, Michelle was, oh my, what?
I don't know if people in Mr. TV Land would let you say that.
Oh my God, how could you say that?
Meanwhile.
Say such a thing.
Yeah.
It just really got me.
The sound of silence was also there for Olivia. It wasn't bleep, though. It was just that there were no laughter because she brought out some jokes with her friend, Cricketita. The cricket.
Cricketita, you and I know.
Yeah, there were no laughs. She made observations which were mildly amusing, but nothing was funny.
Rosé.
It wasn't
comes
a roast,
out.
It was a warming.
Right, yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Hot plate. Rosé, they're just loving. Michelle and Lonnie love what she's doing. They're like, keep up the good work. You're doing great, Toots.
Simone is stumbling with the writing, and yes. As soon as she starts to put on an air, like she has some hair on, it gets mm-hmm. better.
But, yes, it does.
The punchlines are currently awaiting their deployment.
I thought that I thought it would have been better critique, though, to be like, because she had a joke about the bridge troll.
I got that because I had a joke about Ginger doing that. I was like, who's watching your gold, bitch? Someone's going to steal it.
Right.
Like, there's always at least one troll joke in Drag Roast.
Yes. And there is a nugget of funny in there. It was just the structure was wrong.
Yeah.
So rather than telling her, oh, you need to get rid of that joke. I think it could have worked with a little restructuring.
Yeah, it needed a little bit of workshopping, but they would have rather just said, we already know you're in the bottom this week, so...
But just to be like, sorry, get rid of that, start over from zero, then have no
that
coaching.
That doesn't work. Trolls, that's... who've heard of them? Yeah.
Troll 2, Nilbog. Yeah. from the legendary house of Nilbog.
Stan.
Okay. Utica, okay.
Ooh. I thought a lot of this was funny.
You liked it. You were like, I like that mean-spirited
shit. As soon as she did the wide thing at Lonnie Ooh. Love, that's when I was like, no. That's that old joke. You can call a girl a bitch in bed. Yeah, you like that bitch? Yeah, daddy. You like that bitch? Yeah, daddy. You like that, you fat bitch? What?
Oh, no.
You can make it a reference to the size, but you can't show how big you think it is. No, not to a lady.
I almost commend her for doing the thing where you take it too far and then you're told to bring it back. I almost commend her for that. But it was like the jokes that she had written down were fine. But once she started in with the back and forths.
That not the banter. You need to keep it cute on that button, not mean.
It was really, really hard to watch. It was like, oh, you look like you have children. Like, what? It was like, oh, do you speak well? Oh, my God. No.
I would have loved to be in the audience.
You would have been. You would have been roasted marshmallows on this roast. Just... Anybody want a chocolate square? I have the graham crackers.
Break out those good RuPaul pretzel chocolates. They're limited edition now that the candy store closed. Let's get this roast to cooking. The girls are having a little bit of mirror chat. It's a warm-up session for the roast. And yes. The girls are going back and forth, and it's funny. But it seems like Rosé is funniest at the workroom table to me because it's just so quick. She's like mm-hmm. giving it back to people, and she tells people that laughter is her favorite sound, and I agree with her.
Very that. And it is a thing where, like, when you're in roast mode, it really does transfer over to the dressing room. And the girl, mm-hmm. I mean, the insults in the dressing room at the roast are the sassiest because everyone's warmed up and ready to give and receive some shady bullshit. So, the dressing room, it was hot. It was sizzling.
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 Sizzlintra.
What?
I'm trying to think of the worst thing that's happened in the dressing room. But,
what, Dipper? What's so funny?
You guys are being funny today.
Today.
Wait. Let's get it together.
Oh, Mr. Mold Spice over there. She's got opinions. Olivia talks about the importance of comedy and entertainment to create bonds and connections. And what
it's
being
true.
Welcoming space for queer people of color.
It's true. It's true, definitely. And it's comedy has the power to take the things that are, you know, horrible and dreadful in this world and make them a little bit more manageable and a little bit a little bit more hopeful in this world. Speaking of hopeful, how about the main stage, RuPaul?
I have a question about this because she comes out beautiful, a little dance costume with a detachable belt, and one layer of chiffon, not chiffon. It looked like tulle. One layer of tulle, and she had black gloves. But then at the table, she does not have a glove any longer. Did she give the gloves to Valentina?
She took them off. When you sit down to dinner, you take your gloves off.
There was no food on the plate.
You don't know. You don't know what's going on at that table.
That was panel. That was not a dais to be eating upon. You know, she better not have snacks back there.
It's a roast.
She could have a roast.
Customarily, food and drinks are served at a roast at the Roasters Club.
Right.
You know what I've heard is on the table in front of RuPaul, there's a light under there.
Oh, a light bank, yeah.
To give her a underlight as well as... Oh, girl, she looks great. This is like the elevated Pokemon evolution of like... the girl's first drag costume at the drag club. Mm-hmm. It's like you put on the leotard, then you put on the tearaway tulle skirt, and then you put on the glove and the blonde hair, and you say, I am pussy bitch.
But why was the tearaway skirt that she was wearing one layer of tulle?
Because she was like, oh, y'all want to do a contest at 3:40? Well, baby, get a look at me, bitch. I'm coming down these stairs.
Oh, honey. Damn.
Wes, play Madonna, because I am coming down the stairs. Let's take a break.
She looks great.
She does.
This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
So we are back, and so are some of the judges. Lonnie Love is back with Ross Matthews and Michelle Visage. for the Nice Girls Roast. God. And the special guests are ushered upon on out. We have Miss Congeniality Season 11, Nina West.
Mm-hmm.
Reigning Miss Congeniality, Heidi in Closet, mm-hmm. which was Season 12. Mm-hmm. And Season 9, Miss Congeniality, Valentina. Wait, who was fan number 10?
Fan favorite. You won fan favorite. You got voted fan favorite. Yeah. I mean, the girls look amazing, and it's always lovely to see a triumphant return of any of the dolls. But
ooh, Valentina's eyebrows are different too.
She said,
"Stop
pencil
the press.
Thin check."
And then somebody made that joke about her eyebrows looking like check marks, and they weren't there. She said, "Where, honey, I'm beautiful."
Yeah, baby, she looks great. Heidi's giving us this kind of half suit kind of.
Very Billie Jean, I think, Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
She's giving that. And Nina is looking like a giant fire hydrant at Pride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just decorated, bedazzled, beautiful.
And I love
this
Nina's
coral
hair. So pretty.
Yeah.
Candy starts out the show, and she starts it out strong. She is so. Welcoming. She's the perfect hostess. She's the girl you want to go first.
She's very vivacious, very that.
Yes.
The room is humming.
Yes.
And she starts it off with Nina. She says, if drag race is the Olympics, drag, bitch, you the stadium.
Yes, exactly.
So we love a good size joke right off the bat from one big girl to another girl. So we're getting it out of the way. We're allowed to joke about this.
Right. Candy also slips in a joke about Simone's voice being that of a gargoyle. Big Dipper has written on the outline, Candy making fun of someone's voice being low. No, ma'am.
Before we move on from Candy, there was an email submission about something that I would love your opinion on.
Please.
So there were
treat us.
There were two videos sent in. Here is the first one.
RuPaul's so old, I told her to act her own age, bitch. She died.
I know where this is going.
Okay, mm-hmm. And this is the second video.
What, is it the wide shot?
I told RuPaul to act her age, and she died.
Yes. That is the oldest Lady Bunny joke in the whole book.
Okay, that's all.
It's and Candy chose to close with a borrowed joke, but you know what? Steal from the best. She added the little like hands crossed, like she died. She made it her own. Listen, I've stolen jokes before. It was still funny.
Yeah, yeah. It's not gotcha journalism. I'm just sort of sharing.
It's not journalism at all.
You're trying to get the gals, Dipper, and it's not gonna work.
You can at least put some hair on if you want to read. That's our sister.
No, I noticed that.
The thief one and the blonde one. They're both our sisters.
I noticed that. And
you can't not notice it. Like when Jackie Beat was doing, or when Mimi was doing Jackie jokes. Like everyone knows. And you're like, I've heard that before. And then you look at Bunny and she's like, she mouths Jackie. And I was like, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, basically.
It's true. But Candy Muse did the joke about the stadium, and Candy's prediction came true because she was like, I don't have to worry about my jokes being used by anyone else. And someone else makes a joke later
about
that's
the stage,
like, you're the stage. Yeah.
Yeah, and that one didn't land as hard for sure.
Right. Like a little of the wind was out of the sails on that second time hearing kind of a similar joke. But Candy did great. Simone, on the other hand,
honey,
there were funny moments. You know, you remind me of the girls back home. Poor.
Yeah, her delivery was great when she was nailing it. But anytime you're looking down and not connecting and that dead air, it's just. And it, with no laughter, it's so much harder because, like, laughter fills the time while you're thinking of your next joke or mugging or fixing your hair or, like, using a laser pointer on Trinity's face. Like, there's so many things you can do with an audience that, like, these girls did the best they could.
It's,
I mean, at least we got a pair of bombs because Utica doesn't do much better out the gate.
No. It's rough.
Skittles
it's
on rough. The dick?
See, that was
that sounds like a bad cupcake song.
Skittles on the dick. Skittles on the dick. Utica says, this is just as hard to swallow as Lonnie Love's comedy career. And Lonnie Love hurtles back.
You the one bombing.
Just laughing and enjoying the implosion as
RuPaul
it happens.
Just sitting there letting her friends heckle from the judging, and it's so great. And then she joins in, and she does a double middle finger gesture, which I got 3 years ago. So
you did? Not,
oh yeah, outside the place. I got both of them. I gave her to him, and she gave him back.
Oh, it wasn't on the show. It was in real life.
Yeah, it was real life. But
four fingers. So yeah, she
me and her. So four fingers.
Oh, I thought she did her toes too.
Mm-mm. I thought no, she don't hated wear open you. Toes. She got tights. You know
I thought
that.
She hated yeah. you that much.
Well, that's now, still up for debate. But
for people not in the know, why did Utica asking her to stand up elicit a double middle finger?
Oh, Utica asking RuPaul to stand up is the cardinal sin because everybody in that room knows RuPaul is in sweatpants because they saw her mm-hmm. walk into the room and sit down because, you know, she takes her breaks. She comes back in. She sits down. We know what she's wearing under the gown. Or sometimes you see the sweatpants and the house shoe. So,
yeah,
like, she knows why. You can't ask RuPaul to. No,
It's also just kind of rotted to, like, ask someone. I mean, especially the host of the show, the gatekeeper between you and the grand
prize.
That
was the funniest part. That was the best part. Like, there was so much wit that went into Utica's thing. It's just that the delivery was not swallowed by the room at all because there was no room. If people were peeing and they started laughing and tittering, that could have played differently. But the room was empty and she was alone on stage for sure.
What do you think the RuPaul gesture was? That because it's blurred out even on the uncensored, like it's sort of an up and down.
I feel like it's this.
Oh, the fisting motion.
Yeah, which she seems to think is dirty. I mean,
child's play.
Ha! Ha! Depends on the kids.
Call me Citizen Kane, because rosebud is my favorite word, darling.
I like to sled on one.
Gottmik. So funny. So really great jokes. Really original jokes. Really, really funny. Willem, you know, I'm a huge fan of you and all of your hit song.
she gave it to her right to her face, and it's funny because it's true.
She did.
Telling Ross that just mentioning the word pizza, you saw him get delighted. She said, yeah. "When Ross watches porn, he comes when the pizza gets delivered."
That's so funny. That's a really funny joke.
Yeah, it's a tight set. Olivia's yeah. set was kind of her little cute girl character, and she was playing coy, and like it got some giggles,
some titters.
Some
I mean,
titters.
It works if the zingers are really funny. You can do that sort of character, like, oh, I don't know, I'm the nice girl.
Sting-em.
I couldn't dare. But the jokes really have to be a zinger, like the Betty White thing, which the judges talk about.
Mm-hmm. The Betty White thing. How Betty does it.
Yeah. Because her character is like, she's nice, but she's also like evil, which if the jokes were really, really strong, it could have worked. But Olivia's content wasn't really fully there. Rosé, however.
Fully there.
Cards. She's the no card girl. Rosé, you forgot your cards. No, I didn't. Have a good show.
Conti, love it.
Really nice.
She went ham. She did great. Valentina and Heidi and Nina all got to do a little set, and they were enchanting. The evening was enchanting. The looks were enchanting.
I would have loved to have seen, and maybe they put them out, but like the full sets of the Miss Congenialities, because I bet Nina West burned the fucking building down,
honey, meh.
Dude.
Yeah, she quoted a whole season in one shrug.
Yeah. Yeah.
That bison of beauty.
Well, there's no runway category. No category.
Do you want to talk about their looks?
Yes.
I would love to say that Candy's look was very VIP girl.
Beautiful. I think she looks absolutely amazing. Now, Simone, what was with the zebra thing around her neck? Do you know what was going on?
She didn't borrow that from me.
No, she had like a zebra thing right around the top of the neck during her comedy set.
Did she take it off later?
Yes, and then it was gone.
Yeah, later. I liked it without it. Is it a scrunchie? I don't know what it was, but I liked it better without it. She looked beautiful, like all monochromatic, like
beautiful. Gold finger. She's the girl.
The girl with a zebra neck
scrunchie. Utica. The look is cool. It's really cool.
The look is very Iris Appel. Lots of shit on shit, but expensive looking shit on shit.
It's very Upper East Side society lady, don't you think?
Uh-huh. I wish I could say the same about yours. She just gives it right back to RuPaul.
Like, and it's... read the room. Read the room.
I would have said same thing, Little Miss Dance costume.
Oh, wow.
Honey. Okay. Honey.
She was giving you a compliment. She was giving you the one compliment of the night that you were about to receive, and you couldn't help yourself.
I liked it better, Utica being back talky and like being a smart ass, because it just sucks the breath out of the room, and that's interesting. Like, it's laughing and being offensive. You're like, it's great. Gottmik is slaying the Getty girl. He's wearing August Getty Atelier.
Uh-huh. Beautiful.
He wore, I think, Nats 2 weeks ago, Strike Oil, for like the leather pin punk fascinator look. So both of the Getty designers are represented this season. Snaps to the girls.
Great roast look. Just a clean dress, you know. Yeah,
perfect little cocktail fun sparkle.
Let the focus be on the jokes. That's what I think is good for a roast.
Olivia was in a Garo Sparrow dress, and she looked like a fairy on a cloud. I think she looked really pretty.
She did. She looked very pretty. Love the dress.
Mm-hmm. And Rosé did her Sheena Easton hair in a curl.
Baby!
A rose curl. She didn't glue the back, but it looked beautiful. There was definitely some gappage, and I saw some boy hair at points. The judges did not dock. She didn't.
They did not dock points. She looked cool. I like when she leads into that fucking 80s lady, fucking Taylor Dane.
Honey, it's very Taylor if Jem and Winona Judd had a baby.
Taylor Dane performing at Mar-a-Lago. Jeez. Let's take a break and we'll be
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Most fun I had this week was talking about season 2 of Drag Race on the Chop this week with Manila Latrice and you.
Absolutely. So let's check in with the United King dolls of Race Chaser, the Chop dolls, Latrice and Manila, on what we call the UK Minute.
We call it that.
UK Minute.
Patrice Royale.
And I'm Manila Luzon.
And this is your UK Minute.
We are discussing all things season 2 of Drag Race UK.
The highs, the lows, the mannequins, the H and M of it all.
And we are joined by our moms.
Hello.
Hi, you forgot your lunch. Oh.
So be sure to tune in this Tuesday and Thursday for our special The Chop crossover episode.
Here on the Mom Network.
Honey, we're crossing over.
I've crossed over a few times.
She's crossing over. So, we'd like, this doesn't happen very often. We aren't at a loss for words, but today we get to open our doors to another member. Ladies and gentlemen, the Mini Anna Main Club is proud to welcome to the squad, Miss Candeliza Musingtons.
She's here. She's ready. The judges love her. She's the winner of the challenge.
$5,000.
$5,000 plus $2,500 to Anastasia Beverly Hills, darling.
She's had a good little booty this week. She can put it in her big Coach bag.
Girl, and I bet she feels so vindicated because she has gone this long and hasn't won a challenge. Excellent. Simone, they loved her look. Mm-hmm. That's about all they loved.
Period.
Yeah.
And Utica knew she was in the bottom already.
Oh, girl, I hope she knew.
Yeah.
But it is the level of like late season. I don't know if it's delusion or just not giving the cameras any doubt of saying, even if you know you did terrible, you're still like, I thought it went great. The judges really loved it. The coaches had really great responses. And I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, there was none of that in Untucked. Utica knew for sure. Simone and Olivia knew it was one or the other for sure.
Right.
But also, there were no... Go ahead.
Just on the judging panel, Rue's like, let's talk about Utica. Lonnie Love just goes, buh.
So funny.
Yeah.
We love to see it, babes. Honey, we love to see it.
There were no laughs left to be had or tears left to cry in this Ariana Grande lip sync song. Simone does her thing. Utica does her wiggle womps. And
wiggle to the top, wiggle to the top.
I mean, top six. That's pretty good.
Yeah, not bad at all.
Yeah. And she gets to give RuPaul the middle finger again.
Yes.
And then she says, well, when you think you can't, you can.
Yeah.
Did you watch Untucked?
Yes.
Me too. The most interesting thing was at the end, her finding out that her and Olivia are going to go on a date.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, the off-screen romance that we've been waiting for. Mm-hmm. Do it all the season. Come on.
No, that's distracting.
Do it all the season. You know, have you been following any of the sort of response that has happened to Utica, like, on social media since this episode?
No, I've kind of like, I'm taking a cue from you a little bit and stepping back from it a little bit and like trying to add a little bit of mystery. Other than on the OnlyFans where there is no mystery. She is splayed out like fucking lunch meat, honey. How many pieces do you want?
Oh my God.
So yeah, I'm trying to stay away from the internet a little bit and like just the conflama. There's so much drama. I've seen people be transphobic about Kate. I've seen people say horrible stuff about Candy. And like I got a whiff of what was happening with Utica, like, and I just don't like it. It's not the part of the show that I want to sign up for or celebrate. So, like, I stay away
from
it. And, like, a lot of those people are, not to add fuel to the flyer, so I'll shut it up. Never mind. I'm going to put a trash can lid over my head.
Well, I mean, you know, I think that we just want to remind people to be kind to everyone, no matter if it's the fucking person in front of you or your Uber driver or your waiter when restaurants are back open, or if it's just a fictitious or seemingly fictitious drag queen that you see on TV, and if you don't like what they do or whatever, just try and have compassion, whether it's on the computer or in real life.
Yeah,
that's the reminder.
You want to give the mirror the same compassion and kindness, so if you're ugly, don't look in it.
I came to the realization just a moment ago when I looked across at Miss O'Hara, and I realized that she is ugly, and I'm at peace with that.
Thank you so much for coming to Race Chaser this week. I'm Willem.
Are we done? Through this segment?
Sheep barrels.
Oh, I don't have
you
the timer
the
out.
You skipped the whole page and we got 7 minutes left.
I'll move over the outline so I can see the timer. Fine. Did you ever notice that at the end of Untucked, as the girl that just lost goes away, they play, I'm a winner. I'm a winner, baby. It's insult to injury, honestly.
It is. It's rough.
But I love it. I love it. I also love that I think World of Wonder has a hit show on their hands if they do Are You Smarter Than a Candy Muse? Because so far she hasn't understood botany with leaves, math at a third grade level, and probably a few other things. Tact with Tamisha.
Tact.
There's a lot of different things, but we do love her. But I don't understand turning over a new leaf either, now that she explains it. Why would you need to turn over a new leaf? What's wrong with the other? Is it the leaf of a table? Maybe?
Or the leaf of a tree? Or it could be a page, like in a book.
That's called a page.
But page turn. Called loose leaf paper.
Yeah.
Wood.
Why don't we look it up since we have five minutes remaining and we've reached the end of the timeline? I also just generally, I think that, you know, I mean, if I can offer Utica any piece of advice, I kind of feel like if she would have just said, yeah, I'm a mean, nasty bitch, deal with it, then it would have been a little less like damning. The issue isn't so much the jokes or like the mean-spirited nature. It's like, it's that she's also trying to foster this, like, I'm goofy and wacky and friendly to everybody.
But I mean, every girl has a couple different sides to her. The side for the camera, the side for the, like, literally, and you see me say it in my season when Latrice is worried about me in Frenemies, I go from like, looking very like concerned about something, and then I say, as soon as I see that red light go on, I snap my fingers and then I turn into me, and you can see it. Like, we all have that ability to a certain degree, if anybody who's been on stage does, kind of, usually anyone who's good at being on stage anyway. That's my opinion of it, and Utica's switch doesn't seem to happen as deftly as some other girls. I think, you know, like, she can't navigate both worlds yet, of being cunty and still likable.
And you look at someone like, you know, like Bianca Del Rio, and she from the get-go was saying, I'm rotted, I'm horrible, I hate you, and I'm going to be mean to you. And then, but also, you know, also underneath all of that was actually very lovely and nice. So it's almost like, if I could offer Utica any advice, I guess I would just say, say that you're a mean, awful cunt.
Yeah.
And go with it.
Utica, just turn over a new leaf.
What does it mean?
Way back in the 16th century, pages in books were referred to as leaves. So turning
was
over
I
a
right?
new leaf meant that one was turning to a blank page. This idiom was used to signify a major change in behavior or a new stage in life.
Do I win something?
Best
Do
out
I
of
win
three.
A prize or something?
A Rupita badge.
Do I win? Oh, my house. I'm from my house.
You know who won? The listeners this week, if they listened to us play Sherioki, because you won a lot of those questions on the YouTube.
Yes.
She was born in the wagon of a podcasting show. Sherioki was lit. I had so much fun, you guys. So go watch if you need a little entertainment. It's on the Patreon behind the paywall.
Yes.
Just climb up that and don't get your puss caught on it.
Patreon.
$1 to get over the wall, and then you can do whatever you want. We don't have a drink minimum. We have shows every hour.
Right, yes.
Just need to click.
Patreon.com/Willem. You can search for Race Chaser content by searching the hashtag Race Chaser on there. And we're always putting up new fun stuff. We thank you very much for joining us on Race Chaser this week.
I'm Willem.
And thank I'm you. Alaska.
And we would also love for you to write a review of our podcast on your podcast app. And don't forget to subscribe to our podcast. And if you take a moment, you can leave us a rating for the podcast too.
5 stars only, please. Five stars. Okay. You can follow the dolls at Willem at the Only Alaska 5000, and our Race Chaser account is at Race Chaser Pod. And the Mom Podcast account is at Mom Podcasts.
You can email us if you want us to talk about something on Race Chaser Podcast at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com. Was that confusing?
Yes.
Email us at racechaserpodcast@gmail.com if you want us to talk about stuff.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, socially distance yourself, and respect each other out in the world and online. And thank you for listening.
Race Chaser is not endorsed by World of Wonder, Viacom, or any of their subsidiaries. It is intended for entertainment and informational purposes only. RuPaul's Drag Race and all names, pictures, audio, and video clips are registered trademarks and or copyrights of their respective trademark and or copyright holders.
Forever!
Race Chaser with Alaska and Willem is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey.
Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is Race Chaser by Alaska Thunderfuck.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.